The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. Well, Singapore investors will be digesting numbers just out this morning, and this is around Singapore's trade in August. We are looking at NODEX, or non-oil domestic exports, for August, down 8.9%. This is better, though, than what the market was forecasting, at a drop of 12.2%. The August drop of 8.9%, also better than the decline we saw in July of 11.4%. Not so good news is that the exports situation is now in negative territory for 6 months in a row. Well, to help us get a bigger picture on these numbers, we've got Barnabas Gan. He is an economist at UOB. Morning, Barnabas. How are you doing?
Good morning. Hi. Thank you for having me on the show again.
Love chatting with you on the latest data. Barnabas, let's walk through what you're expecting first. You were looking out for a drop of 13.5%, a bit more bearish than the market's forecast of 12.2%. What's your view on the 8.9% drop? Bad, but not so bad.
Well, actually, my call was actually relatively in line with expectations on a month-on-month basis. I mean, in the sense that even though NODEX has been dropping for the last 6 months and the last print was at about 8.9%, at a drop of 8.9%, but the thing is that on a month-on-month basis, it has grown by over 6%, and this is the two straight months of growth, something that Parker should also be penciling as well, actually, yeah.
So, Barnabas, what you're saying is you are seeing a bit of momentum. Is it too early to call it green shoots for recovery? And, of course, what is the underlying picture behind electronics and non-electronics?
I think what market watchers will be very, very concerned about or interested about, at least for the Singapore economy, is whether or not the big R or more so recession will take place. And I think the immediate fear will be the technical recession that is actually looming in the third quarter. At least from what we are seeing, we actually do not expect a technical recession in the third quarter of this year. Do note that in the second quarter, we actually saw a Q-on-Q contraction in the GDP. We are not looking for that again in the third quarter, which means that Singapore will actually evade the technical recession. I think the latest numbers, more so in the industrial production point of view, as well as this morning's NODEX, it's still a contraction nonetheless, but the pace of contraction is slowing. You know, so this is something that I think it's a consolation, actually. Yeah.
Okay, so in Q2, just for listeners to remind them, we had growth for the quarter at 0.1%, but Q on Q was down 3.4%. So it looks like these latest August data is a good sign that we might evade and recession, technical recession. Looking at electronics picture, Barnabas, we are still seeing a decline, actually 25.9% drop in August, worse than the 24.2% in July. Mm-hmm. Are you still seeing this going further down?
Well, I think the electronics sector is one of the sectors that could likely see further drags to the overall growth picture in the Singapore economy. But I think what we do must know is that it's not only isolated to Singapore, at least from the region as a whole. The semiconductor sales and exports across Asia has not been doing well so far, and which basically this actually paints a relatively bleak picture for the Singapore's electronics sector. And also the minus 25% fall in exports, a bit worrying nonetheless, but the thing is that it's the whole of Asia story rather than Singapore as the whole.
We're chatting with Barnabas Gan. He's an economist at UOB, helping us to break down the latest NODEX numbers out this morning. Barnabas, also something you are keeping an eye very closely on are the oil prices. Of course, over the weekend, we had the attacks on Aramco's oil facilities. And since then, oil prices up by more than 10%. So with higher oil prices, what is the type of impact on growth for Singapore and inflation that we can expect?
Well, I think for higher oil prices, of course, in general, if we assume most of status quo and nothing has changed for the various baskets of prices, higher oil prices will definitely lead to higher CPI or inflation in Singapore. You know, but I think what we do note is that inflation trends are still relatively benign in Singapore, at least for the last six or seven months of data. You know, and what's important to note is that core inflation, which is something that will likely strip off the transport costs, the private transport costs, as well as housing, you know, oil prices will have a little impact, a very marginal impact on core prices, especially in Singapore. And that could actually mean that core inflation will still likely be below the 2% handle, at least for the foreseeable future,
Hey, Barnabas, just zooming on the Singapore dollar, it is now trading against the US at 1.37. In the past month, it's down by 0.8%. are we expecting the Singapore dollar to get even weaker by the end of the year?
I think, in order to answer your question, Ryan, what we are expecting the Monetary Authority of Singapore to do in its upcoming October meeting is to actually ease monetary policy by at least 0.5%. What we do perceive is that the current appreciation gradient for the Singapore near band, is at 1%. You know, so an easing of 0.5% will bring the appreciation slope to about 0.5% as well in the upcoming October meeting. If that comes to pass and if market expectation actually views this to be something that will likely happen, that would necessitate a weakening of the Singapore dollar, given the fact that easing of the Singapore dollar near slope would actually mean that the appreciation of the Singapore dollar would be lesser compared to the last hike back in October 2018.
Okay, of course, we will also look out for the Thursday FOMC rate decision and its guidance for the rest of the year. But let's just wrap things up. Are you looking out for the F1 at the end of the week?
Well, I think I'm not an F1 fan, but I do know that F1 is actually something good for the Singapore economy.
Okay, we had the business confidence numbers come in at a two-year low yesterday. Yeah. What are you expecting in terms of the visitorship, especially now with the haze going on? Are you looking out for this as an indicator that we might see things not going so well for at least tourism?
Well, I'm no weather expert, but at least from the Singapore news that we have been seeing so far, it has been reported that the haze will be improved, will likely improve into the next few days or so, and hopefully that the haze will actually be good enough and will attract the tourism arrivals. But I think the thing to note is that the tourism arrivals, at least for Singapore, for the last, eight, nine months, has been relatively okay. You know, there's a positive growth for tourism arrivals and tourism receipts as well, at least for Singapore. So that's a good sign. And I think the F1 will actually bring in further growth drivers for Singapore as a whole.
All right. Thank you so much, Barnabas, for your time this morning. We've been chatting with Barnabas Gunn, economist at UOB, helping us to break down the latest Nordex numbers out this morning.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.